الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين الشافع المشفع يوم الدين ورحمة المهداة للعالمين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن اهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Everybody can get a piece of sheet and write down the pillars and conditions etc. that we said on Wednesday we're going to ask about it. It's only a gift to Tulab al-Ilm who comes to the depths of Ilm. Although all would be conducted in or delivered in this series of lectures, it's considered from the Ilm, but it is the only book that we are going through beside the book of Sheikh Ibrahim al-Haili. Now, but this is one of the book of the fundamental principles of the deen. Still for me or for you? No, I don't need it. I do have one. Now. بالأمس تكلمنا على أول أركان الإسلام وهو الشهادتين. Yesterday we spoke about the first pillar which is the two testimony of faith. قلنا بأن شهادة لا إله إلا الله لها معنى. We said لا إله إلا الله has a meaning. من يعرف لنا المعنى هو كان ثلاث بمين. نعم حسين. Now, one worthy of worship except Allah. That is the perfect definition of لا إله إلا الله. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. And وقلنا بأن هذا الحق هو ما ذكره الله عز وجل في كتابه أنه الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت إلى آخره. And we said that this right, no one has the right to be worshipped but Allah. This right is that what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in many verses, and He is the creator, the sustainer, etc. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَهَا رُكْنًا. And لا إله إلا الله has two pillars. ما هي ما هو؟ النفي والإثبات. Negation and affirmation. Remember that always. Negation first. And we elaborated on that yesterday. We said that it is wrong to bring the affirmation before the negation. You cannot you cannot affirm the Godhood to Allah while you are still giving it to other than Allah. نعم. وفي هذا يقول العلماء قاعدة يسمونها قاعدة التخلية ثم التحلية. التخلية ثم التحلية يعني تخلي قلبك من كل العلائق ثم تعلقه بالخالق. And here the scholars give a principle for it. They say it is the principle or the fundamental of tahliya, meaning to empty, and then tahliya, meaning to then purify this thing that you emptied. Now, example, to empty your heart from anything harm to it with other than Allah. Now, if you before used to believe that the wali can do you what you want, and you used to believe that the jinn can protect you from certain things, then before you become a real believer, you have to remove all this from the heart. Then you unify the heart with the love of Allah. Okay? ولا إله إلا الله قلنا بالأمس أيضا لها شروط. أن يسأل الله هذا conditions. كم شرطا؟ ثمانية شروط. 8 conditions. لا إله إلا الله has 8 conditions. إذا غاب شرط من هذه الشروط فإن لا إله إلا الله لا قد لا تفيد صاحبها. When any condition of being is missing, then لا إله إلا الله cannot benefit the one who says. وهذه الشروط قلنا ما هي؟
العلم والإخلاص واليقين والانقياد.
العلم والإخلاص واليقين والصدق والمحبة والانقياد والقبول والكفر بما يعرف من ذلك. العلم واليقين، العلم which is knowledge. نحن قلنا أمس العلم ليس كل العلم المقصود، العلم بلا إله إلا الله، العلم بأنك العلم بأنك يجب أن تفرد الله بالعبادة. أما إذا صار الإنسان يقول لا إله إلا الله وهو لا يعلم أنه يجب عليه إفراد الله بالعبادة، هذا لا ينفعه، هذا لا ينفعه. نعم، لذلك العلم the knowledge. You got to know that you have here that there is no one worthy but Allah, and you got to know why. Yeah? But as if the person just say, yeah, okay, la ilaha illallah, but he doesn't know that it is essential now for him to deny all other deities, then this does not work. Is that correct? نعم. والثاني اليقين. The second is the certainty. إذا قال الإنسان لا إله إلا الله وهو ليس متيقن، يقول الله، يعني نقول لا إله إلا الله إذا نفعت وإلا ما تضر، نقول لا تضر، لا بد أن تكون متيقنا. You say, يعني if a person says, let me just say la ilaha illallah like all these people, if it doesn't benefit, it does not harm. Say, no, it harms. Because you have to be definite. If you are not definite in your belief, it does not work. نعم. والثالث الإخلاص. يقول لا إله إلا الله، لا بد أن يكون مخلصا، ما يكون مرائيا. يعني one who say لا إله إلا الله got to be sincere. He does not say it to show off. نعم. والرابع الصدق. يقول لا إله إلا الله لابد أن يكون صادقا فيها، ما يكون كاذب مثل المنافقين. Once he say لا إله إلا الله got to be honest in that يعني that he believes in it. He does not say it just to like the munafiqeen to protect, as they say, يعني, his words and blood from the Muslims. لا لا. He says, believe in him. نعم. And he is honest in that. والخامس المحبة. نعم. No, two separate. Honesty and no. These are not. We said that sincerity is not showing off, right? Against showing off. Also, sincerity against yani having other duties besides Allah. It's against it. Now, while honesty is against saying it only to please some people. First, we said mahabba, love, meaning you have to love Allah. لا بد أن تحب الله، تحب ملائكة الله، رسل الله، كلام الله، تحب أوامر الله، نعم، لأن فيها صلاحك وخيرك. When you say لا إله إلا الله, you got to love Allah, you got to love the messengers of Allah, the angels of Allah, the books of Allah, the commands of Allah, because these are the protections for you. You have to love. Everything comes from Allah to you. نعم. والثالث القبول. القبول لكل ما يأتيك من عند الله من الأقدار والأوامر والنواهي. The acceptance. You have to accept everything comes to you from Allah Ta'ala, from the destiny, the commands and from the names.
القبول.
القبول يقبل. قبل قبل يعني to accept. Acceptance. Now, number six. Why you are not counting? Then tell me, say from the, tell me what they are from the beginning. Maybe you missed something. Say? Knowledge? Certainty? Sincerity? That's all. So there are only three. And when you asked about it, was number six. Where were you? With him? But he had them. Okay. I repeat them for you once again. And knowledge, certainty, sincerity, honesty, love, acceptance. Fine. والسابع الانقياد. Submission. Seven is submission. ما معنى الانقياد؟ قلنا معنى الانقياد أن تسلم وجهك لله. تنقاد له. سمعت الأذان تأتي. نودي الصيام تصوم. عندك قدرة على الحج تحج. Submission means that you submit your whole يعني heart and body and matter and everything to your Lord. And so once you hear the adhan, you respond. You knew that they declared to move Ramadan, you fast. You have ability to perform the Abu Dhakr Hajj, you go immediately. Now, and you know that Allah Ta'ala commanded you to do to perform the ibadat upon the sunnah, you got to, etc., etc. Yani, you have to submit your whole matter to what pleases Allah. Now, with Sam in the eighth, Al-Kufr bima ya'bad min dunillah. The eighth is to deny all the false deities, to disbelieve in anything else being worshipped besides Allah. ولو كان نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Even if this thing which is being worshipped is our Prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. لما نقول نكفر ب يعني بما يعبد من دون الله ولو كان نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يعني هذا نكفر به نبيا. لا لكن نحن نرد اتخاذه إلها. when we say we disbelieve in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم being worshipped, it does not necessarily that mean, it does not definitely mean that we disbelieve in him as a messenger. But we disbelieve in taking him as a God besides Allah, worship. نعم وأما الشطر نعم وقلنا أن لا إله إلا الله لها نواقض and we said that لا إله إلا الله has nullifiers. ما هذه النواقض؟ والنواقض what are these nullifiers؟ ذكرنا منها عدد نعم كفر كفر is كفر كفر is he's outside of Islam. Now what else? What do we call it? Huh? Shirk. Shirk. Association. As disbelieving in Allah is a disbeliever. But we're talking about somebody who believes in Allah and he associates anything else with him in worship. That is shirk. Now, but he still considers himself Muslim. But in fact, he's not Muslim. He's not Muslim. يعني عمل الذي كفر بالله هو كافر ما عندنا إشكال معه. ما أقصد يعني ما عندنا إشكال في تصنيفه فهو كافر. لكن مسلم يقول أنه مسلم وهو يعبد غير الله مع الله. أو يعبد غير الله مع الله هذا كافر خرج من الإسلام نعم طيب وأيضا ودليله قول الله عز وجل إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء طيب وأيضا ماذا أرد إرس الجهل لا يكون ناقض من نواقض لا إله إلا الله لكن استدلوا نجي نمبر من السحر ماجيك learning magic or going to magicians always nullify لا إله إلا الله What else? We did not say that yesterday because if we say that disbelief is disbelief, that's out. Disbelief of anything is a disbelief out. But we're talking about Muslim who claim that he is Muslim, but he does this thing. Alaykum as-salam. Yani Muslim goes learns magic. He committed what nullifies his testimony of faith.
Not full submission, that means saying that three times a day, not three times a day.
No, this we cannot categorize it as, unless he say he denies that it is obligatory. Now, what we should do, we mention it. Right. We said shirk, sihr. We said taking a mediator between the one and Allah. اتخاذ وسائط بينه وبين الله كما كان الكفار يفعلون أيام قريش أيام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى كما في سورة الزمر آية 32 هذه سورة الزمر آية 32 they said we don't worship except for that day, elevate us to Allah, to bring us closer to Allah. وقلنا أيضا الاستهزاء الاستهزاء في شيء مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said that mocking anything of what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came with. قال تعالى قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون. نعم. قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون. نعم. إذا الاستهزاء بشيء مما جاء به الرسول mocking anything which is from the religion, which is from the religion, then this is considered to be a nullifier. Yeah. So how many we have now so far?
Four.
What are they? Shirk, Sihr, mediators, and mockery. Mocking anything of the religion. Fifth, believing that there is a judgment like or better than the judgment of Rasulullah SAW, equal to or better than the judgment of Rasulullah SAW, and the rulings that he came with. اعتقاد أن حكما هو أفضل من حكم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو موال مساوي له. السادس اعتقاد أن أحدا يسعه الخروج من شريعة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ذكرنا لكم بالأمس المثال على أولياء الصوفية. Sixth is believing that some people can be exempted from the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not to practice. And we give example, it says of the Sufis, the awliya of the Sufis, that they say they have the right not to worship. And they take the ayah where Allah Ta'ala says, فَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يأتيك اليقين. نعم. فاعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. And worship the Lord up until certainty approaches you. ونحن قلنا بأن العلماء يقولون ماذا عن اليقين في هذه الآية؟
الموت.
العرب تسمي الموت يقينا لأنه لا شك فيه. وسيد they Sufis took this ayah that Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet ﷺ, worship your Lord and up until certainty approaches you. A certainty is, and this ayah means death, because death is certain. No doubt in this. And the Arabs call it the Yaqeen. Right. And also from the fires, الشكو في كفر الكافرين أو تصحيح مذهبهم. Having a doubt about the kuffar, if they are kuffar not. Or authenticating their way. يعني شخص ما يقول له أنا ما أقول اليهود كفار أو النصارى كفار أو البوذيين كفار أو الهندوس كفار. قل ما 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 استطيع اقول انهم كفار. واذا ما استطيع تقول انهم كفار الشك في قلبك فانت منهم. Say if whoever says that he cannot say or he does not believe that the Christians, the Jews, the Hindus, the Buddhists, or whatsoever other than the Muslims are kuffar, then he is one of them. He is kafir like them. Limada? Why?
That's from the ignorance of them or the knowledge of them?
La, he said, na?
Like from the ignorance of them, like let's say just someone who says that they're that, or from those who know
whatsoever. If he believes that who are not Muslims are still Muslims, how come this? What belief does he have? He does not know what is Islam. He just said that he is Muslim, does not know what is Islam. Then if he is somebody who is just yani, who doesn't know nothing, who's foolish, that's the thing. Everyone needs to watch his words. Yeah? If anybody, if any Muslim says that he does not believe that then other than the Muslims are kuffar, then he is one of them. لماذا? Why? لأن الله في القرآن سمى الناس مسلمين وكفار. الله تعالى names the people in the Quran مسلمين and كفار. Nothing else. Mankind are either Muslims or non-Muslims. Even people they say Muslim and non-Muslim. Non-Muslim, it's يعني political terminology. Political, يعني it's a creamy, it's a creamy word. The proper word as in the Quran, kuffar, disbelievers. نعم. اليوم سمعتم إمامنا قرأ علينا في سورة البروج. الله عز وجل ذكر طائفتين قال إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات either believers or disbelievers. Believers they're gonna get to the Jannah. Disbelievers go to where? Fire. There is no third place in the Akhirah. So you make third core categorization here in the name. Either Muslims or Kuffar. And the Muslims have different ranks, and the Kuffar have different religions and beliefs. نعم. طيب. وأيضا منها مناصرة الكفار كافرين على المؤمنين. وهذه مسألة حساسة. Supporting the kuffar against the believers, and this is a very sensitive issue. لأن التكفيريين يتخذونها ذريعة لتكفير كل مسلم. As the takfiris, يعني take it as a, يعني a reason to practice takfir on every Muslim. فنقول ماذا؟ مناصرة الكفار، مناصرة الكافرين على المسلمين بقصد إظهار دين الكافرين وإخفاء دين المسلمين. Supporting the Muslims, the kuffar against the Muslims, based on loving, based on love to see or hope to see the religion of the kuffar above the religion of Muslims. It is not because on the personalities, the persons themselves. No.
According to this one, the support of the support against Muslims, they can support this
No, no. We said. I'm just saying that while you were talking, I'm saying that supporting the kuffar against the Muslims. To bring the religion of kuffar over the religion of Muslims. Supporting the kuffar with the intention that you hope to see the kuffar overtake the Islam. But if a person, يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us أنصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. قالوا عرفنا يا رسول الله كيف ننصره ظالما فكيف ننصره مظلوما. عرفنا كيف ننصره مظلوما كيف ننصره ظالما. They, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said support your brother, Muslim brother, whether he is oppressor or one who has been oppressed. They said, Ya Rasulullah, one who has been oppressed, we know how to support them. But how to support one who is an oppressor? He said, تأخذ على يدي حتى يدع الظلم. You hold his hand over his hand until he stops the ظلم against the others. You stop him from ظلم. Stop him from oppressing the others. Naam?
Supporting the kuffar, the point of supporting the kuffar against the believers. So we don't support the believers hate the Ahlul Bidah, we're not supposed to support the kuffar against them.
If this bid'ah, we say supporting the kuffar to overtake Islam, hoping that their religion become more stronger than Islam. Now this Ahlul Bidah, we look to the foremost that there is a fight between the kuffar and them. And the fight is to overtake Islam, and these people, although they are committing bid'ah, which is kufr, like Rafidah, we still do not support the kuffar against them, because if the reason behind it is willing to see the kufr overtake Islam, you understand this? It is very sensitive. Yani, it is not because there is a problem between the kuffar and Muslims, or these al-bid'ah who have bid'ah, which is kufr itself. Now, but still they carry the name of Islam. They're still considered, they call themselves Muslims, right? Just for defending Islam, not for defending them, for defending the name of Islam, we don't support the kuffar. Now. Now. نعم ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتى به ولما تكلم عليه مثلا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استثناء قال لعل الله لكن هل الناس اليوم هم من أهل بدر هذا استثناء لأهل بدر فقط وهذا دليل على أن من قام بمثل هذا العمل فإنه يخرجه من الملة عياذا بالله لكن حاطبا الذي منعه ليس العذر الذي قدمه وإنما الذي منعه هو أنه من أهل بدر وهم يستدلون بقصة حاطب وهذا ليس صحيح يجب أن ينتبه لماذا عذر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو لماذا غفر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لحاطب بن أبي بلتعة مقره لا للنظر في النية ولا للنظر في أن العمل لم يتم وإنما لما بينه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن حاطب من أهل بدر ولعل الله طلع على أهل بدر فقال افعلوا ما شئتم مني قد غفرت لكم. نعم هذا ملحق والله أعلم. So, supporting the kuffar against the Muslims, we said, with the if the person wishes and hopes that the kuffar spread more over the Islam. Now, here we say it is kuffar. Now, but let me clarify one thing. If we support the kuffar against the Muslims, well, they don't need his support, he just supports them. And he does not have the intention, he does not hate Islam, so he wanted to be overtaken. Just because these people will say this is a major sin. إذا أعان الكفار على المسلمين وهو ليس عنده يعني رغبة في أن الكفر يعني يظهر على الإسلام ولا هؤلاء الكفار يحتاجون مساعدته فنقول إن هذا مساعدته للكفار كبيرا كبيرا منهم. ثم ننظر أيضا مساعدته الكفار إن كانت بوقوفه في خندقهم هذه من كبائر الذنوب، وأما إذا كانت بوقوفه أمام هؤلاء المسلمين الظالمين يمنعهم من الظلم هذا هو الموقف السليم. نعم. If this Muslim stands on the bank of the kuffar fighting the Muslims to say even if the intention is not to يعني that the kufr overtake Islam. Now, this is still considered to be one of the major sins because he's killing his Muslim brothers. Now, but if the if he stands to stop the aggression coming from his Muslim brother towards the kuffar, meaning he goes to the Muslim brothers and stop them from aggressing the other, then this is proper position and no problem with that. I wish this had been understood well. So there will be no, it is as it is from the beginning, it is a very sensitive issue. Too many people today do not understand it well. Yeah? And they either misuse it or misjudge the one who speaks about it. Yeah? So we say that supporting the kuffar against the Muslims, it is considered to be kuffar when the person is intending to see religion of the kuffar over the religion of Muslims. Because he does not like the religion of Muslims, then this is kufr. I'm coming. So, we said that supporting the kuffar against the Muslims is considered, is categorized as kufr. Kufr when the person does that hoping the religion of the kuffar be more spread and more over the religion of Muslims, because this definitely due to hating Islam. Now if he does not have this any kind of belief or intention, but he fights the Muslims against the Muslims with the kuffar. Now, then we say this is one of the major sins. Major sins. It's not kufr, but it is a major sin. Why we say it is not kufr, ikhwan? Because the kufr relates to the heart. And his heart does not have any intention to see the kufr overtake Islam. But he understood the issue, and he thought that it is okay to fight the oppressors of the Muslims along with the kuffar. What is it when he sees the Muslims oppressing the Kuffar Husayni? Yeah, you go to them and stop them from that. Yeah? That is the right position. So we have three positions in regard to this issue. One considered to be kufr, one considered to be kabira or major sin, and one considered to be the right position. You get that, ikhwan? Sure.
So could you repeat that?
We said in the issue of supporting the kuffar against the Muslims, it has three categories. One is that this support based on hating Islam, willing to see the kufr overtake Islam. And he says, until when we pray prayers and woman covers and no drinks and no river and no discos, and let the kuffar come overtake here and let life to be open, to be free. He said, this is kufr. Definitely this is kufr. Because now he hates Islam. Now, the second, we say it is not kufr, but it's a major sin. Not simple sin. It's a major sin. Which is the sin that comes next to the kufr. Why it is a major sin? Because this person does not have the wish to see kufr overtake Islam. But he supported these kuffar and he went in their ranks and he joined their army to fight against the Muslims. Oppressors. The oppressors Muslims. What about the ones who have been oppressed? It'd be worse. It'd be worse when the Muslims go with the kuffar who are oppressing the Muslims and who are stronger than the Muslims, and he supports them. This person, this type of person, is in a very, very dangerous square. Right. The third is somebody who found his Muslim brothers oppressing the kuffar, and he went to his Muslim brothers and said, "Ya Ikhwan, you cannot do that. You have to stop oppressing these people, even if they are kuffar." I'm talking, yani, Ikhwan, just give me some time to finish it. At the middle of it, you say, what is the term? I'm speaking about the term. I say, if the Muslim finds his Muslim brothers oppressing kuffar, right? Muslims oppressing kuffar. He went to the Muslim and he stopped him by force. He said, "You have to stop this. You cannot continue with oppressing these people." His Muslim brother said, "But these are kuffar." He said, "Even if they are kuffar, oppressing is disliked by Allah. Ya ibadi, inni haramtu dhulma ala nafsi wa ja'altu baynakum haraman fala tadharabu. Oh my slaves, I made oppression forbidden for me, for myself, so do not oppress one another." Now this position of this Muslim is the proper position. He did not love to see kufr overtake Islam. He did not join the army of the kuffar against Muslims, but he did not like the oppression to be practice from his Muslim brothers against the kuffar. You got it, Abdul Hakim?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Brother, you had a question. Someone encouraging you to do that?
Yeah.
And this is Muslim?
Yeah.
Because?
To conform to the time, like you said, you shouldn't have your faith and stuff.
And he knows that. this is the Sunnah of Rasulullah, and he still encourages not to do that. Sorry, I didn't catch the last. No, the last.
We have heard someone change his beard and lose his suit and tie and just to conform with the blend in the society of the kuffar.
This comes under this, yani under fisk, yani disobedience to Allah and His Messenger. So we cannot categorize it as kuffar. Unless they say, why should I wear beard like, for example, monkey, or why should I put, Yeah, if it is due to mocking, we said already, mockery of any of what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with is kufr. But if we say, it is safe for you to shave here in Islam, there's this, say, this is yani a wrong judgment. If we never saw any harshness from these people to against Muslims, but if there is a real harshness, we say, can you leave this land to live a better land? If he cannot leave, they have taken his passport, they have abandoned him from trouble, what can he do then? لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala does not obligate anybody more than what he is able to do. طيب وهذا كان الجزء الأول من الشهادة. الجزء الثاني من الشهادة second part of the shahada which is محمد رسول الله. Yesterday we said that there are four conditions for Muhammad Rasulullah to benefit a person. What are these? لا نعبد الله إلا بما شرع محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We don't worship Allah except with what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم legislated for us to worship. نعم. طاعته فيما أمر. Believe in obeying him and what he commanded. وقلنا هذه الطاعة منوطة بالاستطاعة. We said that the obedience is related to ability. نعم. والانتهاء عما والكف عما نهى عنه وزجر. وقلنا أن هذا ليس منوطا بالاستطاعة بل على الفور والتمام. And we said the second or the third story is to avoid what he forbids. What he forbids, and we said that this does not relate to ability. You will have to avoid all what he forbids at once and right away. والرابع and the fourth we said that believing him and تصديق بما أخبرت believing him and all the news that he told you about whether it is of the past or of the future. هذه هذا ما يتعلق بالشهادتين. بقي عندنا ما يتعلق بأحكام بأركان الإسلام الأخرى التي كنا نتكلم عنها اليوم وهي الصلاة. ثاني أركان الإسلام الصلاة. الصلاة طيب نريد أن نكتب سريع. We need to write faster. طيب I'm going to mention many things so please write faster. الصلاة لها شروط. صلاة has conditions. ثمانية شروط. طيب اكتب معي، عدد معي. Now number with me. واحد، الإسلام. إسلام. اثنين، العقل. سنتي. ثلاثة، third، التمييز.
التمييز.
التمييز. ميم يا يا. Which is age of distinguishing. لا البلوغ ليس من شروطها. البلوغ أيضا من شروط صحة. شرط وجوب عفوا. لكن التمييز شرط صحة. أن الصلاة ما تصح من غير مميز. الصلاة ما تصح من غير مميز. والبلوغ نعم أحسنت. والبلوغ. You got that? The distinguishing between what is good, what is bad. يعني from the age of 7 years. Then صلاة become not obligatory but become acceptable. Before that, and the child does not distinguish between good and bad. Now, maturity. Okay, we're coming to it. He's saying, البلوغ, maturity. وقلنا الفرق بين البلوغ والتمييز أن التمييز شرطه صحة والبلوغ شرطه وجوب. شرط وجوب. We said the difference between maturity and age of distinguishing between good and bad is that this condition is a condition of acceptance, while maturity is condition of obligation, and it become obligatory. It is not obligatory, and salah is not obligatory about the person until he reached the age of maturity. But before that, if he prays, salah is accepted, if he is distinguishing between the good and bad. But if he is يعني if we cannot distinguish between the good and bad because of the age, because he's villain, then it's not accepted. Yeah. الخامس, the fifth. نعم. الطهارة. الطهارة. Purification. Purification. وهذا من الحدث الأصغر والأكبر. And this is from the minor impurity and major impurity. Both comes under Tahara. Yeah. We'll leave it later, sir. You can get from your neighbors. If you miss it, we're not going to leave it. You cover it later on. Because this interrupts. نعم. ستة, إزالة النجاسة من الثوب والبدن والبقعة. The removal of the impurity from the clothes, the body, and the place where you are going to pray. When we say the body, the outer surface of the body. We don't talk about discharging. This comes under Tahara. Yeah. What is that, seven?
No.
Eight. طبعا ستة. So we have seven now.
Seven.
Right. Seven is استقبال القبلة. Facing the قبلة. Facing the قبلة. The eighth is دخول الوقت. دخول الوقت. The entrance of the entering of the time of the prayer. يعني praying once the time is due. What do we call that? During the how we are going to say that? The time, يعني you pray when it is a time for prayer. And if you pray 1 or 2 minutes before the time comes, before the time starts, then the salah is, if you just hold takbir al-ihram before the time, and you know that it is before the time, then the whole salah is not accepted. If the nawafil are rawatib, means that it has time. Yani if the nafila, for example, ishraq, and you begun, you got takbir al-ihram just before the time of ishraq, then it's not considered. كذلك عند الرواتب رواتبة الفجر رواتبة الظهر رواتبة كل الرواتب يجب أن تكون في الوقت it must be when the time is due. طيب والصلاة أيضا and صلاة has conditions 14 conditions الصلاة لها أركان 14 ركن pillars, 14 pillars. JazakAllah khair. Yeah, 14 pillars. These pillars are al-qiyamu ma'a al-qudra. Fi, standing, if you are able to. هذا في الصلوات الفريضة ما في صلاة النافلة حتى لو الإنسان قال وراد أن يجلس لكن أجر عن النص This is in the obligatory prayers but in the optional prayers even if you are able to stand and you want to pray in sitting you can pray in sitting but the reward is half of a standing position كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said صلاة القاعد على النصف من صلاة القاعد As Isa said, the reward of the person praying in sitting position is half of the reward praying in standing position. Like, قراءة الفاتحة. لا إيش قلنا نحن؟ تكبيرة الإحرام. تكبيرة الإحرام which is the first تكبير أول تكبير الصلاة فقط هذه تكبيرة الإحرام the first تكبير when you get into الصلاة that is called تكبيرة الإحرام هذه ركن نعم أما باقي التكبير لا ليس أركان the rest of the تكبير الصلاة is not ركن ثالث نعم قراءة سورة الفاتحة reading سورة الفاتحة رسالة سورة الفاتحة الرابع الفور الركوع الخامس the fifth getting up or rising up from الركوع السادس sixth الرفع منه رفع من الركوع السادس نعم لا يجوز تجلس لا لا sweating up your back after you rise up from الركوع يعني كثير من الناس تجده يرفع الركوع نص رفعة وينزل وهذا غلط لابد أن يعتدل كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للرجل هذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the man and Rise up from your core, up until your back is straight, and then half tranquility in that position. السجود على الأعضاء السبعة. Seventh السجود on the pillar of parts of السجود. Remember that seventh is sujood on the seventh parts of sujood. Yeah. And these are what? Forehead.
Hand.
Knees.
Feet.
These are seven. Two. Until we come to the face, which is one. And face must include the forehead. Now. Right. Eight. Getting up from sujood. Nine. Just a little silly thing. Now this is istiraha. Just a little silly thing. Istiraha re. Sitting between the two prostrations. You have to sit. Now, ten. لا خلاص رسالت اليو التشهد أي تشهد تشهد مش تشهد لا ليس الأول الأخير تشهد الأخير تشهد الأخير ركوع تشهد الأول واجب تشهد الأخير is ركوع The last tashahud in the end of the salah. That is rukun. Fila of salah. What happens if you knock down the fila? Then it falls. Perhaps. At least the roof collapses. Because the fila supports the roof of the building. And, right, and the rakam come, what number is this? Ashara?
No.
Ashara. 11? Or 11? طيب, see, ما كنت أول شيء نزلت لك الأشياء في الصلاة. نعم. Excellent. صلاة والسلام على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلاة والسلام على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لأن الذي لا يصلي ويسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أنه لا صلاة له Whoever does not say the صلاة والسلام أبو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم in his last tashahhud the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم already said that the صلاة is not valid
both
نوافل and واجب in tashahhud الأخير it is a pillar 12 يا أخوان لا sitting for تشهد sitting for if you say تشهد in سجود or ركوع or standing this is not accepted sitting for تشهد it should have came before صلاة على النبي but no problem because they are all in one طيب what is that 13 now what is that now
13.
We are coming to the 13th. 13th. I know you will say. What are we going to give you?
Another in
the. I thought you wanted to say. Ah, Muhammad. Huh? No. هذا سنن قلت في سامبل قلت في سنتين هي And call it here of Tumanina means you don't pray fast. You pray calmly. That is called Tumanina and it is Bila. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى قال لا ينقر أحدكم صلاة ونقر الديك. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم forbid to pray fast. يعني to limit that you don't have the خشوع. You don't have the tranquility. نعم. And he said, big one of you not to pick his salah the way they roast the chicken or the chicken. الرابع عشر والأخير تسليم he said it before you تسليم التعب التسليم التعب the two تسليمات because I see some people when the Imam says السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تزرين they are with him السلام عليكم he goes to the السلام عليكم لا you have to wait until the finish of the two تسليمات You have to wait until you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Sure. It is also from the Sunnah to make the taslim just from one side?
Yes, it is from the Sunnah. Taslim came in different ways. To make taslim on right side only, but then how the people behind you will know that you decided to make one to sleep, not two, because they will have to be waiting for you. He said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then people are waiting. They don't know you finished the salah or you have something stuck to your throat, you're trying to. So how come they know? They can't. They can't say it until you show them that it is the end of the salah. How are you going to show them? It's either two taslims or one taslim and then after salam you say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Adam ibn Abbas said that we used to know that the salah is finished by the istighfar, by the dhikr. After salah. نعم قال ابن عباس كنا نعلم انتهاء الصلاة بالذكر بالذكر لما يقول الإمام استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله نعلم أنه أنهى الصلاة حتى لو قال تسليم واحد أيضا من التسليم and also from the types of تسليم is to say السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نعم نعم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته it got to be in the both sides not one side of وبركاته زيادة وبركاته تكون في التسليمتين وليست في التسليم واحد it is in the two side تسليم not in one side تسليم نعم
there's a narration that says that before the Prophet said Before it was said, Astaghfirullah, 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 the Prophet said, made takbir, he said, Allahu Akbar, in the morning to saying, and he said that that's how they knew that the prayer ended. He said, Allahu Akbar, he said.
I can't remember this narration, but I remember Atar ibn Abbas, he said, we used to know the end of the Salah of Rasulullah in the Jama'ah and the Masjid by the dhikr that they make after the Salah. Allah Wa'ala. Now.
Shaykh Taslim, عندنا كم إمام عند المسلم إن هذا يسلم كما يسلم هو أو
نعم كما يسلم إنما جعل الإمام ليتم به لكن إذا أخطأ الإمام في التسليم ما تبعه في الخطأ يعني مثل الذين يقول السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم أو السلام عليكم ورحمة الله هذا ليس صحيح هذا خطأ
كم توجد من تسليم
this is wrong يعني if the imam makes wrong تسليم you don't follow him in the wrong تسليم but when he makes proper تسليم you follow him in the proper تسليم because it is his right to as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إنما جعل الإمام يؤتم به the imam is only made for that the people follow him but Sheikh Albani رحمه الله تعالى did the research about زيادة of barakatuh, the extra warning of barakatuh and to his knowledge that it is authenticated on the right side only. However, Sheikh Muhammad Muhammad Adam Ethiopi did the research and found that the editions of Sunan Abi Dawud that Sheikh Albani looked to were had some kind of difference between it and the original copy of Abu Dawud. Those copiers dropped by mistake, maybe the first one dropped by mistake, or barakat on the other side, so everyone else, or maybe it was erased by some factors. However, in the original book of Abu Dawud, it is or barakat on the both sides. Now we are talking about one book, which is Abu Dawud, and different editions of Abu Dawud. It is not Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi, for example. Abu Dawud has it one Taslim and Tirmidhi has it as a narration from other Sahabi to Taslim. It is one book, so there must be mistake. Now, فلذلك نحن نقول للذين يريدون أن يسلموا على هذا النحو أن يزيدوا بركاته في التسليمتين. That's why we say to those who want to make the same this way with the barakatu, they make sure that it is from the two sides, not only one side. نعم. وهناك رسالة للشيخ محمد آدم اسمه رفع الغين في زيادة وبركاته في التسليمتين. الشيخ محمد آدم has a book called رفع الغين and adding وبركاته on the two تسليم, and he brought the evidences that there is a mistake in the copies or editions of Sunan Abi Dawud, which is the book which had the ziyada or the extra wording. Ismuha Rafi Al Ghain. Al Ghain. Fi ziyadat wa barakatul tislimatin. Abdul Hakim wanted to say something. The name?
No,
okay, so exactly. طيب هل نتوقف هنا أو نكمل ما يتعلق بالصلاة؟ Should we stop here or continue for the next صلاة؟ طيب دعونا نكمل حتى يكون عندنا باقي شيء في المسألة الامتحان. أما قلنا أيضا الصلاة لها واجبات تسعة. The Salah has nine obligations, nine obligatory acts, actions and things. ما هذه؟ نعد count. واحد. لا الوضوء قلنا في الطهارة أركان عفوا شروط الليفن. طيب I think then we stop and tomorrow إن شاء الله we'll continue إن شاء الله. Okay. لا خلاص then we stop because then you reminding me and tomorrow إن شاء الله we'll continue. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. حسين is one of my best students. I don't want to forget any. السلام.
The eight salah conditions.
Yeah.
Which is the one before purification?
Tell me what you have. So.
Islam.
Salam.
Sunnah.
Huh?
Sunnah. I think that's the sixth.
No, sanity. Sanity.
All sanity.
Oh. Yeah.
Sanity.
Distinguishing between what's age of seven, learning maturity, purification.
Yeah.
Towards Kibra, first Kibra. and getting the prayers on time, just due time.
Yeah. We missed one. Satr al-awra. Satr al-awra.
Oh, yeah.
Covering the awra.
That's
the eighth. Yeah, we said that. The age of distinguishing and the age of maturity. This should be one.
Mm.
All right, we said that. So the eighth is. The eighth is the Satr al-awra. Covering
so maturity in age.
This should be one. So you're still missing one.
Yes.
Say them again. Type we have. Islam.
You said Tamiz. You said
Tamiz. Yeah, Tamiz.
I don't know.
Tamiz is the age of distinguishing.
Oh.
Okay. That's Tamiz. We have Islam.
Sanity. Age of maturity.
Let's call it Tamiz at this point. Okay.
Tahara.
Izalat al-najasa. I didn't hear you say removal of impure thing. No, not purification.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
They remove the impure objects or things
from space.
They close the body and the flesh where you're going to be.
Okay.
Aye. That's in the Qibla.
Prayer when the time is due.
Yeah, prayer when the time is due.
Well, covering the outer would be
the end.
Yeah, what's your website called?
My website?
Yeah.
My business class. Fantastic.
How are you?
How are you? Let's have the website.
Check as well. You see, you're saying about having that Arabic on your phone for ringtones and stuff like the Quran. What about if it's an English translation? It's still not you should do it.
No, we said just a reminder. The reminder, as an alarm. This type of worships are not made to be for phone alarm or any type of alarm. And you can have something say it is time for salah. No problem.
In English.
What in English? Adhan in English, for example?
No, like a verse in the Quran in English.
How could be a verse of Quran in English? How could it be a verse of Quran?
Translation. You still should do it.
Well, as long as it is from the worship of the Quran, it should not be. Although the English translation is not considered to be the Quran.
Yeah.
Maybe this we can say, yeah, it's okay, but what if you are in the toilet and it comes out and then you say, will he in English say Allah or God?
God Almighty.
You say like that? Yani, قال الله, instead of they say, قال الله, I say, God Almighty said? I don't think so. I think that they say, Allah said. So, say, Allah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك